You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is warning the country could face a second surge of COVID-19 infections if Australians become complacent. In Australia, there have been more than 60 deaths from the coronavirus, with over 6,300 confirmed cases. New South Wales is the worst hit area, with more than 2,800 confirmed cases of the virus. In an interview with SBS World News, Mr. Morrison says Australia is in a better position than other countries.
This is something that we have to get used to, and we have to get used to it at a much higher level of economic activity and being able to cope with that in the future. So no country has found the magic formula to this yet, but Australia is better placed than most and many because of the strong position we went into this in.
Despite this, Mr. Morrison says people need to remain vigilant to ensure the situation in Australia does not worsen and regulations are not expected to be relaxed anytime soon.
We still have quite a number of things to still get in place to have the protections there that would enable those sort of restrictions to be eased many weeks from now. We want to avoid the horrific scenes that we've seen overseas. I mean, this idea of some herd immunity, well, they're not achieving that in Italy. They're not achieving it in the United States and or the United Kingdom for that matter. And look at the horrific scenes there. I don't want to see that visited on Australia. And so we need to be very careful. This thing can get away from you quickly.
Mr. Morrison is commending Chinese Australians who returned home and immediately isolated. He says they were crucial in preventing the country from suffering the devastating effects of the first wave of the virus coming out of China.
It was the amazing compliance and cooperation and diligence and patience shown by the Chinese Australian community that saved Australian lives, including many in that community. And they were phenomenal, and I thank them very much.
The Prime Minister has repeated his criticism of the World Health Organization and its recent support of the Chinese wet market trade. The WHO is backing the reopening of wet markets in China, saying they are a source of food security and livelihood for many people. Mr. Morrison says he finds it baffling.
I just don't get it. And we want to be able to protect the world's health from these sort of incubators of viruses. And we really, I'm puzzled by the decision. I'm not a health expert. WHO are the ones who are supposed to provide those sorts of protections at a global level, and I do find the whole thing a bit mystifying.
However, Mr. Morrison condemns any racist abuse levelled at Chinese Australians, saying Asian migrants have led the way amid Australia's response to the pandemic.
It's just so wrong. It's so against who we are as a people. I mean, we're all in this together. It was the Chinese Australian community that actually protected Australia so early on in this virus outbreak around the world. They should call it out, and it's not on. It's not how we get through this together.
The Australian Human Rights Commissioner, Edward Santow, is calling for the urgent and immediate release of low-risk immigration detainees as a precautionary measure to prevent clusters of virus cases in detention facilities. Mr. Morrison says it is a matter that is being consistently looked at.
They're not decisions the government has taken, and it's an issue that's under constant review by the Australian Border Force, and we're putting the health interests first, but that's not a measure that has been taken.
The Prime Minister says the ultimate goal is to get the country back to normal, but there will be many steps to go until Australia gets there. Sonia Lal, SBS News.